Kill the Bill trade union bill will stretch resources as well as limit action. Dan Zilardi, Lambeth and Southwest London Socialist Party. The government finally released its impact assessment for the trade union bill on the 21st of January. It estimates the bill will cost unions £37 million over the next 6 years. Initial scrutiny already suggests the predictions are far too modest. For example, they expect trade unions to be able to process a direct debit or change of details form in just 30 seconds. Hard-working people. The Tories claim the bill is about protecting hard-working people. This principle doesn't seem high on the agenda when they are slashing the vital jobs services that people rely on. The real agenda is to silence resistance to their savage policies. The TUC planned week of action for August 14 February is nowhere near the action needed to defeat this bill. A mass meeting via the internet with Francis O'Grady will not stop the Tories. The TUC and affiliate unions should be calling meetings in every branch and every workplace to discuss action. Ultimately, the only thing that will stop the Tories is action on the scale of what defeated previous anti-union laws. Workers need to organize and build together for a 24-hour general strike. A campaign of this magnitude would build a movement to kill the bill and kick out the Tories.